This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on the hotline, a man who is one of the finest when it comes to the era of Bill Walsh. Randy Cross joins us, former NFLer, college football analyst for CBS Sports, knows a lot about the NFL as well, so I think I'm going to ask him about both. Randy, thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's fun to have everything kicking off and going now.
Yeah, absolutely, because with all three of the big ones, I'll throw high school football in there for some, but it's a great time to be alive and to watch it all. First, let's go back to last night, if we can. For Oklahoma, how big of a win, obviously, is it for Lincoln Riley in his second game as a head coach? But really, how big of a win was that for the entire Big 12 to put somebody in the college football playoff?
Well, it was huge for the Big 12 because they really needed that kind of a statement. Now they're going to have to sort of back it up. But, you know, Oklahoma doing that, especially where they did it, and, you know, who they did it against, goes a long way towards making a statement about them being legitimate. Now, you got to say the same thing about SC, probably. The way that they played against Stanford was equally as impressive.
Yeah.
And this looks like this might be one of those years in college football where gets a little crowded. And it's right now it's crowded pretty early.
Is Baker Mayfield a Heisman candidate, or is he the leader for the Heisman, I should say?
I don't know. I mean, in a big spot like that, he played a good game and, you know, planted the flag and all that other fun stuff. Pretty fiery dude. You know, I'm a little partial to the guys that you sort of project onto the next level. And I'm not going to knock him and say he's not, but, you know, there's guys like Sam Darnold and a young man by the name of Josh Rosen that's off to about as fast a start as anybody has gotten off to here lately that's not named Lamar Jackson.
How big a game was that? Randy Cross joining us on the show. Take me back to the A&M game in that fourth quarter for Josh Rosen. How big was that for him, considering that we've known about Josh Rosen for a while now, and when you start to know about a quarterback in college, we start to only look for the negatives and reasons to not draft him, at least us as pundits, in the next round?
Well, people will watch him and enjoy him, and they start picking him apart sometime around Thanksgiving. You know, it's kind of like a turkey carcass. That's a quarterback's fate are when it gets towards Christmas and whatnot. Everybody wants to look at their flaws and pick them apart. But his first couple of games have been nothing less than incredible. I mean, that fourth quarter against A&M, and granted, A&M was gassed. But, you know, they got gassed because they were kept out on the field. And, you know, I think what's impressive about him, and I got to give my guy Rick Neuheisel a lot of credit in that, you know, he's been saying for a while, if they ever protect this kid, he can throw like very few people he's seen. And man, these first 2 weeks, we've really seen that be true because, you know, if you want to see something that's a real treat, watch this guy spin the ball because that's what he can do. Is he going to run and do crazy things like that? Nah, he isn't. But, you don't have to watch him for a whole long time to figure out that, you know, that's the kind of guy that the teams at the next level want.
Randy Cross joining us on the show. Real bitter loss for Notre Dame yesterday. Do you put Brian Kelly on the hot seat as an improved team from 2016?
I guess they're improved. You know, I'm not a huge fan, personally, of so many of these, sort of this new age of college coach where it's all about them. You know, how dare you ask me a question? How dare you question me and my decisions? What a crock. You know, these guys are making millions and millions of dollars. And is there a lot of pressure that comes with that? Sure, there's a lot of pressure. You know what? You don't like that combination. You know, don't chase that apple down the road. And But teams are bringing guys in as head coach. I look at him, and there's a few others that fit that bill. I don't know. Is he in trouble? He could be.
Why is it like that?
Just what Notre Dame needs, though, is one more guy that they'll get to pay for 7-8 years after they get rid of him.
Yeah, it's true. Why is it like that now? Because you just hit on something that I think is stark and true. Why is it like that with a lot of coaches?
You know what? It's sort of the new way to go. You've got it's marketing 101, and the number one product that they sell and they market is themselves. And to a degree, and I was really struck by with some of the stuff that was some of the reactions by many coaches across the country. Tom Herman, a few other names to name some. And the comments that were made. I did a game last week that was, Coach Fritz from Tulane at Navy, and Ken Niumatalolo. And these are both guys that, if their names weren't even in the paper, you get the impression they could care less.
Yeah.
It isn't about them. It's about their programs. It's about their kids. And that, to me, is unfortunately refreshing, because it's exactly the opposite. I think one of the head marketing guys and whatnot out there is PJ Fleck. When do you hear about a kid that plays for PJ Fleck? Oh, no, it's all about PJ.
Randy Cross joining us on the show. Do we underrate Clemson coming into this year? Their defense has been phenomenal.
Yeah, well, there's another guy that's a heck of a coach, Dabo Sweeney, that's quietly, you watch what they did to Auburn the other night. That's pretty impressive stuff, because, Auburn, they're better. Yeah, they're much better than they were, the last couple of years. But especially coming into that game, I think a lot of people that know a lot about college football expected Auburn probably to win that game. But Clemson is in that reload mode. And there's not many teams out there you can really say that legitimately about. Ohio State can do that. Oklahoma can do that. SC can do that right now that they're back. Alabama does it on a regular basis. But you watch that Clemson game, and looking at that tape this morning, I was just struck by two things. One is they looked pretty good against a good team. And B, you've got to have a flip card, because you got to find out who the heck some of these guys are, because they were on the bench last year, or they weren't even in school last year. They're doing a really good job, I think Dabo is, of building a year-in, year-out contender.
Randy Cross with us on the show, college football analyst for CBS Sports, former NFL football player. Randy, a three-time Pro Bowler as well. Randy, what's the best way to bring along a quarterback in today's NFL?
There's any doubt the best way to bring them into their prime, or let them learn the right way, is to have them not be a pinata. The luckiest quarterback that's played in the NFL in the last 30 years was Steve McNair when he was first with the Oilers, because he didn't have to play. And he got to watch Chris Chandler and other guys get beat to death. But we don't see that very often. Right now it's get out there and go. We'll understand. It's funny that if you're a drop back guy, you're expected to play pretty much right away. Mm-hmm. And, you're kind of fed to the wolves. Now, if you're a guy that maybe was a dual threat run pass guy in college, that works good for you early on in the pros, but you're expected to become that drop back guy within a 2 or 3 year period. So, I don't know. I don't know which fate I would wish on somebody I loved. Do you want them to kind of get beaten around a little bit, or do you want to have them somewhat protected by being able to dictate at least their first year or two the way they run an offense?
Oh, do you think that we kind of, because I always get it, well, they should be out there, no experience, like experience actually playing. Why then, why shouldn't we have them out there and playing like that? Because you make great points there, Randy, but is it because of maybe the owner, and because the owner doesn't have the patience, or the team doesn't have the patience, or the head coach doesn't have the patience? Is it just about that, the patience?
I think so. Don't leave the fans out. Don't leave the media out. you know, this is the church of what's happening now. And, you know, what's happening now is, you know, I saw the guy who's supposedly making a lot of money. I want to see him right now. I want to see him yesterday. And I've got so much respect for the coaches in this league, and the defensive coaches in this league have to sit back and laugh at times at what they see some teams do as far as playing these young quarterbacks. Now, it's not impossible to win with a young guy. I mean, we've seen teams get to the conference championship games with rookie quarterbacks, but it's an age-old type of a formula. You better have a really good offensive line. You better have a really good running game, and you better have a stellar defense. And if you've got those, you can afford to play a young guy. But, you know, whether it's in the a little bit more common, I think, in the college game, but in the pro game, you throw a rookie out there, they start the regular season games, and those defensive coaches in the NFL get their hands on a rookie, it's usually not pretty. And we saw that in a couple instances today.
Randy Cross joining us on the show. Is it overblown? Is it just week one with New England's defense, or is it because, you know, they lose Jones, they lose Collins, then they have this loss like this even after a Super Bowl? Do they need to make strong adjustments, or is this just one week?
Yeah, I think it's one game. And you'd hear the same thing out of Bill Belichick if they'd have won the game. You know, it's just one game. And that's kind of the bottom line. They have some flaws, but I think they also are the same team that when you looked at them, you know, what, April before the draft, when they had some signings and they were doing some work there, and then in the draft they picked up some bodies and then more veteran signings, you looked at them and said, oh, good God, how good are these guys going to be? So give credit to Kansas City. I think you've got to not discount the fact there's a chance they weren't completely ready to go. But, you know, they're going to be fine. What, this may be one of those off years. They're only 12-4. Gee, poor babies.
Real quick, Randy, who do you have in Super Bowl 52?
Yeah, I kind of like one of the teams that's playing tonight. I like Dallas on the NFC side. And I'll go out on a little bit of a limb, but I think a great young team that, man, if they get some confidence, they're going to be hell, and that's the Oakland Raiders. So Dallas and Oakland in the Super Bowl.
Oh my God, I've been catching hell for the last week because I had the exact same matchup, I swear to God.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those Super Bowls you don't wish on anybody. It's in Minneapolis. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm a guy that played, you know, we played our Super Bowl in Detroit. We were in Pontiac, Michigan, the first one we went to. That's no fun, trust me.
Well, Randy, if I can agree with you, I know I'm on the right track. I thank you very much for the time, buddy. All the best.
Anytime.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.